This is Elderly.
Elderly, thank you. I have on the line, the county's on the line with us. They just need the patient's social security number.
The regulator. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
So they need the patient's social security number.
185, yes, you're all done. 185-44-0418.
4418.
041, okay, I got it in my book, hold on. Oh, jeez.
Zero four one eight. Okay, thank you. And then who am I speaking with today?
Elderly Surrier and her daughter.
Okay, and then can you give me the client's name, current address, and phone number for me?
Yep, Danny Rodriguez Colon, 11909 Academy Road, apartment number 1. Philadelphia, PA, 19154. Phone number is 267-366-8213. That's my number. And then her number is 484-915-6231.
Okay, thank you for that. And then do you know when you're indicated as an authorized representative on here?
Yes. I am. I've been speaking for her for the whole time.
Yeah. Do you know when it was, like, indicated on, like, application or, you know, an authorized representative form?
We called into the county last week on the 11th, and the broker.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I believe so. I think we called in or we attempted
yeah.
to.
Yes.
Okay, do you know when that form would have been provided?
No.
What form are you speaking of? The form that I just texted you, that I emailed last week?
No,
just an authorized representative form.
You want me to get her on the phone so she can authorize you? Because that week, I've been speaking with her, I mean, about this matter for the past 6 months.
Yeah, we've been calling into the county for a while, and Ms. Elbeliz here has been in her designated representative to talk on the mom's behalf.
Okay, you've just been doing verbal consent every time?
I think a
no.
little, not really. I don't.
Mm-hmm. I'm on there.
I think maybe once I recall doing it, but. It's been, she's been on the case for the mom the whole time. The mom is enrolling in the waiver program. We just wanted to see if it was holding everything back and if there's any paperwork still needed.
And then what is your name again, the daughter?
Elderlis. E-L-D-A-L-I-S. The last name is Ferrer, F-E-R. R-E-R. Good. How you doing? Good. How you doing, honey?
Okay. I was just trying to look to see if there wasn't indicated on like a form there, if it just had verbal consent that was given to speak with you. All right, so let me make a note in here real quick. Thank you for your patience here. I'm trying to get all this started here for you. Yes. And then let me see here. Okay, that was the other one, printing documents. So let me go back to here. So it looks like they were looking for verification of the VA pension income as listed on the 2025 application. Yeah, it looks like they were just looking for verification of that pension.
Okay. Well, I sent that last week, and I sent it to the email that they told me to send it, which was the So it was sent either last Thursday or last Wednesday. It may have been Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It was sent to ltis.pa@pa.gov, and it was actually last Thursday.
I'll make note of that here. That way they make sure
to. And then I also sent it to the RA-PWLTCPHILA. I also sent it there because that's the other CAO email .PA.gov. I sent it to that as well.
Okay. I'll make a note of that in here, just indicating both of those, and then for them to follow up and just verify with that email. Unfortunately, I can't see it here. I didn't see that in the case record or pending, but I can have the note in here for them to just verify that with those emails.
Mm-hmm.
Make a note here.
And you got the two emails that I gave you?
Yeah, I put a note in there for them.
The RA-PWLTCP@pa.gov. And the other one, the LTIS. Because the other one that I sent was 2025. So they wanted a 2026. So that's the one that I sent. 2026.
Okay. Yeah, I have it marked in there for them to just follow up and review that document. So I'll also get this sent back to them to just be on the lookout for that, and then just verify all that information in here for you. So I'll do that. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I need to know how much longer that you have to wait for home care.
Yeah, and that I can't. They would need that documentation enough to be able to process that. So I'm assuming once they kind of receive that, then they would be able to process that.
Can we escalate the case in any way?
Let me see here. Let me check one more thing for you. All Yeah, it looks like it, there is, like, the workflow is in the middle of being processed. I can't, you know, get, like, I don't know the current status of, like, what they were looking for in here. But what I can do is I can also have that caseworker give you a call back regarding this if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be great.
I will put that in there. We'll get this sent back there. We'll review that. And then also reach back out just for like a follow-up, just kind of verifying kind of where it's at and what information they may need, or, you know, kind of more of a, they can get more of an exact time frame on that than I'm able to provide for you.
That would be great.
All right, so I will get this. Again, I have this routed directly to that caseworker who's assigned processing this, so they'll review this information and then be in contact with more of an update on kind of what's going on with that for you.
Does the caseworker have a name, a first name that we can have?
Yeah, I don't see, I can't see that information. I can only route it through that that workflow number, that number associated with that application. So I can only route it to that worker, but I can't see, like, who that worker is or, like, where they're at.
Okay, so can we have a call reference number or a ticket number to make sure?
Yep. Yep, I have the ticket number right here for you. Let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
260.
Okay.
300.
Yeah.
204.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, certainly. I will give this in back to them. So just be on the lookout for that return call then.
Okay,
for you.
So Adeliza, look out for the call, right?
They're gonna call me.
Yes, they're gonna call you. Okay, so look out for that call.
At my number.
That's correct, right, sir?
They're gonna call the 267-366-3213 number.
Yeah.
I have the 484-915-6231 number in here.
No, it's better if they could call my number. And then that could happen.
With that, like I said, we would just need that authorized representative form to be able to list that number in here, or just a statement uploaded via Compass, just requesting you to add that as like authorized representative.
If I can get her on the line, could she give you the authorization over the phone?
That would only work for this call specifically, but just for, like, ongoing, we would need, like, a form or a statement, like, from her just, like, requesting to get you added on there.
Okay, so can you send the form?
Yeah. Let me put this in here.
Get that put in here. I thought we did that already, you know, when this first started. Because I've been talking for her this whole time, and this is the first time you guys are asking for that.
All right, so we'll get that form sent out for you. Yeah, look, previously, like, there was verbal consent given by the client, which we can do, like, on each call, but then just for, like, ongoing, if you want to call and check any time, we would just need the authorized representative form.
Okay. All right, is there anything else? Are we done here?
All right, so we'll get that sent out for you, so just be on the lookout for that. And then I'll get a second ticket sent in there, so just be on the lookout for that return call then.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're quite welcome. Thank you for calling the Customer Service Center. Have a wonderful day.